Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Israelites must have wondered many times why they had fallen on hard times. They were especially concerned about the rains that did not come at the right time. The former rain, as Jeremiah refers to it, or early rain, as James calls it, usually came in October at about the time of fall planting. The latter rain fell sometimes between the last of March and the first of May, so that the crops could mature. If either rain were missing, the crop's failure would be devastating to the farmers, and most of Palestine was agricultural. Jeremiah criticized the Jews of his day for not saying in their hearts, "Let us now fear the Lord our God, who gives rain, both the former and the latter, in his season. He reserves unto us the appointed weeks of harvest." Jeremiah 5:24. The Israelites had not received the blessing of rain. Jeremiah explains the reasons. "Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withheld good things from you." Jeremiah 5:25. The children of God should not have been surprised when the blessings of God had been denied unto them. Hundreds of years before, Moses had warned the people about their punishment if and when they turned against the Lord and served idols. "But if it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the field. Cursed shall your bread basket be, and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your land, the increase of your cattle, and the flocks of your sheep. Cursed shall be you when you come in, and when you go out. The Lord shall send upon you cursing, vexation, rebuke, in all that you set your hand unto for to do, until you be destroyed, and until you perish quickly, because of the wickedness of your doings, whereby you have forsaken me." Deuteronomy 28:15-20. Had the Israelites forgotten the warnings of Moses, their great prophet and lawgiver? Or did they imagine that God had not meant what he said? Iniquities abounded among the people of Israel. "For among my people are found wicked men. They lay in wait, as he who sets snares. They set a trap, they catch men." Jeremiah 5:26. In this context, Jeremiah does not tell us fully the nature of the wickedness which was found in Israel. We know some of the men were deceptive and set snares for the unwary. Were the wicked men deceiving and cheating their fellow Israelites? Jeremiah further explains, "As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and rich." Jeremiah 5:27. Jeremiah was written about 2,600 years ago. But what I have read to you might just as easily describe some of the sleazy business practices in almost every community in our nation. Many men in business, although certainly not all, use deceit in order to make money from others, particularly from poor people. I could give you dozens of examples from our own generation, but I suppose most of you know plenty of examples. One of the biggest deceptions in modern business is the form of advertising we see on television and read in newspapers. Companies deliberately falsify their products to get people to buy them. Through their line, they often become great and rich. That is especially sad when religious people are involved in cheating and deceiving. We would like to think it does not happen, but we all know it does. God may not withhold the rain from our nation because of our iniquities, but we could be destroying our economic system. In addition, all of us will have to give an account of our conduct unto God Almighty. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God bless you.